Just in time for the holidays, about 300,000 American Indians will receive checks from the $3.4 billion settlement. The lawsuit began 16 years ago, so many people already know if they'll receive a payout. Sherry Salwell Black says with so much money in play, financial education is important. Black is with the National Congress of American Indians. She's warning tribal leaders about potential scams and financial predators who could come knocking on their members' doors in the next few weeks. Through the Protect Native Money Project, Black says people can learn to be on the alert for scams. For those who don't already have bank accounts, Black suggests opening one to avoid being charged high fees for cashing or depositing checks.
There is some urgency to get consumer protection information out to Native people, but in the long term, we really want to encourage increasing our financial capability to build skills to manage money more effectively, to invest, to really participate more actively in the economy.
Black herself is a member of the class action lawsuit. She is happy the money is finally being dispersed, but she has mixed feelings about the $3.4 billion settlement. Original arguments for the case were in the $40 billion range, accounting for land that had been mismanaged beginning in the early 1900s.
It's symbolic of the relationship between American Indian tribes and the federal government. I knew Eloise Cobell, and unfortunately she has passed away before seeing all of her hard work come to fruition.
Eloise Cobell was the American Indian who started the class action lawsuit in the 1990s. A second part of the settlement will be dispersed this summer. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.